here. Hmm? I got a bill for 300 pounds for my estate in England.
England?
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable. What estate is that?
Well, you do not have an estate in England.
Oh, I get it. I don't know what,
Yeah?
Excuse me. I'm looking for Major Anthony Nelson.
I'm Major Nelson.
Well, I'm James Ashley. I'm with the law firm of Ashley and Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got a letter from your firm. Come on in.
Hey, Jeannie.
This is Miss
Jeannie.
I do.
And Major Healy.
How do you do?
I have some interesting news for you. You see, we represented your late great uncle Andrew in England.
Oh, I did not know you had a late great uncle Andrew.
Oh, yeah. I met him when I was about 3 years old. I don't even remember him.
Ah, well, he remembered you. He left you his entire estate in England.
Oh, master!
On the estate.
Oh, I'd sure like to have the butler concession here.
If you would like to have this in Cocoa Beach, I would be happy.
No, no, that's...
Good evening, Mr. Ashley. Ah, good evening, Smedley. This is your new master, Major Nelson, and this is Major Healy, and of course, Miss Jeannie.
Welcome.
Here, I'll take that. Allow me.
Oh, please don't, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
The electricity's out, but not to worry.
This way, please. Quite a place. Must be the housekeeper's day off.
Nonsense. This house has stood nearly 300 years, and it should stand for 300 more.
Say, that must be my great uncle Andrew over there, huh? Well, it certainly has a lot of atmosphere.
When it is fixed up, it will be beautiful. Just like a home in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, only Frankenstein used to live there.
Ah, the Major certainly has a marvelous sense of humor.
No, I'm serious. This place seems haunted.
Nonsense. Surely you don't believe in ghosts.
Oh, I do.
No, of course not.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Isn't this beautiful? All these antiques, and they're all mine. Look at this, Jeannie. Isn't that sensational?
Hmm.
I'll bet you this thing's 200 years old, huh? It's all mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Major. I shall have that reupholstered in the morning.
Yeah.
There. Right. I'm sure you'll spend a very happy life here, Major.
You could use it as a summer place.
Yes, sure. And when we weren't here, I could rent it.
Ah, that's an excellent idea.
I think I know how Uncle Andrew got killed.
Yes, what do you mean by that?
Nothing.
How did Uncle Andrew die?
Oh, he died in his sleep.
In bed?
Bed? In bed.
Your beds are ready.
Miss Midley has prepared the upstairs bedrooms. I'm sure you all must be very exhausted.
Yes, we are kind of tired.
Well, I've been running along to London now. If you want anything, just ring and Smedley will be at your complete disposal. I'll be back in the morning with the proper papers for you to sign, and then the house will be officially yours. I'm sure you'll sleep well. There's nothing like the fresh country air for a good night's sleep. Good night.
Good night. Thanks again.
Yes, fine, sir.
Happy dreams. The beds!
are this way.
I think I will sleep in my bottle.
Yeah, a little tired too. I've got a
house
sack.
Yeah, let's put the sack together. Yeah.
Well, good night, Master.
Good night, Jeannie.
Good night, Major Healy.
Good night, Jeannie.
Good night, Master.
Good night.
All right.
You first.
I guess this is my room.
Yeah. Sure gets dark in England, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Good night.
Tony?
Huh? Oh,
thank you.
Look at the wonderful clothes I found. The closets are full of this old stuff.
Anything wrong?
Anything wrong? Oh, no, nothing's wrong. I just came in to see how you were. My candle went out.
How's your room?
Oh, it's a little windy.
Yeah. Close your window.
It is closed.
Well, you know how these old houses are.
Yeah, windy.
Yeah. How about this bed? I'll bet you it's 300 years old.
Yeah, George slept there.
George?
King George, the third. Yeah. Well, I guess I better be getting back to the old wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Well, have a nice sleep.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, well, good night.
Good night.
Rest well.
I will. Good night. Sorry.
You, Tony? I don't like practical jokes. In the middle of the night, in an old English house.
All right. All right, who is it?
Are you all right?
Huh?
Oh, boy. The Listen, I don't want to knock your 300-year-old house, but I think this place is haunted.
Yeah, and I know who's haunting it.
Your great-uncle Andrew?
No.
Your great-aunt Andrew.
Jeannie?
Yeah. The bed?
Sure. She's trying to scare us. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's go down and tell her she's not succeeding. Yeah. Jeannie, would you come out? I'd like to talk to you, please. Jeannie?
Oh, coming, Master. Oh, yes, Master.
Jeannie, what do you think you're doing?
Is anything wrong?
Is anything wrong? I mean, how do you expect us to sleep with you carrying on like that?
Carrying on like what?
Carrying on. I almost killed myself falling out of bed. And breaking that mirror, Jeannie. There was probably an antique. All the furniture in here is antiques. It can't be replaced. Not even for a joke.
Oh, what mirror? What bed?
Now, don't pretend you weren't upstairs a minute ago.
I have been asleep.
I've never been haunted before. I don't think I like it.
Yeah, there must be some logical explanation for what happened last night. What do you think, Jeannie?
I think I would like to go home.
Come on. You don't believe in ghosts?
Well, of course I believe in ghosts. Do you not believe in genies?
See? If ghosts are good enough for Jeannie, they're good enough for me. Now, let's go.
Roger, what kind of a coward are you?
I don't know. What kind of cowards are there? I'll get that.
No. Let Smedley get it. That's his job. Smedley! Smedley! Yes? Hey, wait a minute, wait.
Great Scott! What on earth is going on here?
I beg your pardon.
You should. What have you done to this house?
What do you mean, what have I done to the house?
Well, the place is an absolute wreck. It was in perfect condition last week.
Well, it couldn't have been. Look at these cobwebs. They must have been here.
Who are you?
Never mind. I'm Major Anthony Nelson. I happen to be the owner of the house. Now, who are you?
I am Sir Wigeon Willingham. I am the owner of this house.
Oh, but you cannot both own the house, sir.
Well, of course we can't both own it. I own it. It says so right here.
It does say so. That is his name.
Hey, who'd you buy this house from?
Edward Ashley.
Oh, well, I think there must be some misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's right. It's called grand larceny.
I don't know what you're trying to pull, but you have 24 hours to get out of this house.
Wait a minute.
If you're still here when I return tomorrow, I'll put you into the hands of the police.
Hey, look at this thing. Absolutely fell apart.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm going upstairs and pack.
Now, we're staying here.
Look, let him have the house. It's haunted.
He is right, Master. I can be packed in a blink.
Well, don't you see what's happening?
No, but I felt it when I fell out of bed last night.
Roger, that was Edward Ashley.
Did I hear my name?
Oh, Mr. Ashley, yes, we were just speaking of you, sir.
And how is the squire today?
Squeamish.
A squeamish squire. Very good, very good.
Roger. Jeannie. A few things you haven't told us about this house, sir.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean, sir? This place is haunted.
Haunted? Nonsense. Who told you that?
Oh, no one had to tell us. Look.
Algernon.
Algernon?
Algernon. Oh, surely you don't believe in ghosts.
I do.
Well, surely now you'll be wanting to go back to America. But there's no worry. I'm quite prepared to take over the sale of the house, and I have the papers right here.
Well, thank you very much. I've decided to stay.
Stay? You mean you're going to stay here?
Oh, I hope that is not what he means.
That's exactly what I mean, Jeannie.
Must we?
Yes, we must.
Major, That's the bravest thing I've ever heard. But I can't possibly let you make the sacrifice. What happened last night was nothing. When Algernon really gets angry, oh, I dread to even think about it.
Thanks very much, but I'm staying.
Of course you're staying. Surely you must stay. It's your house. It's your ghost. Enjoy it while you can.
Thanks.
Well, I'm driving to London. Does anybody want to lift?
I think I will go visit my mother.
There won't not nobody be going nowhere. The bridge is washed away. You'll all have to stay the night.
All six of us.
Don't like it. Supposing they catch on.
Shh, they're not going to catch on. We almost had them last night. The other two are ready to quit already.
Now, that Major Nelson's got a very stubborn look about him.
Stubborn. I'll take care of him. Tonight we give him the full treatment. Now, have we got everything? Flashlights, chains, bed sheets.
All right, have we got everything? Flashlights, chains, bed sheet, right?
Yeah, what good is it going to do? I mean, how are you going to scare a ghost?
It's not a ghost, Roger. They're trying to scare us out of the house.
I got news for you. I think they already have.
You just follow instructions. Relax.
Ah, how do I look?
Huh? By gum, you look ghastly.
Marvelous. Come on.
How do I look?
Terrible.
Good. We're going to beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
Come on. Thanks.
Stay behind me. Don't worry, I will.
You go that way. I'll go this way.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have a balloon.
Just give me the balloon.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Be quiet.
Think what's going on.
Shh.
Smedley. He's gone.
Well, he's not there.
Come on. We'll find him.
Balloon did you give me anyway? Don't kill me. I'm an American tourist.
What's gonna happen to you? It's me.
Me who?
Me, Tony.
Tony? Tony, yes. Tony. Oh, am I glad to see you.
What's the matter with you? Look at you.
What's the matter with me? I fell through a trap door and I got stuck on those walls. See?
This has got to be scaring Jeannie to death. You go check on her.
Wait a minute. Can I stay with you?
Roger.
Here, this way.
Wait. Okay, if you say so.
That way.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Well, who is in that sheet?
Well, if you don't know, it must have been an old friend of mine.
Oh, you got some pretty funny friends.
I got some pretty funny lawyers.
What do you mean by that?
I'll tell you what I mean by that. I got a couple of lawyers in the States that are going to make me
lawyers.
Out of you.
Well, you
can get a solicitor.
I happen to be a legitimate counsel.
I don't know what laws you got in this country. But we got a couple of lawyers. You can't take people
and Ashley! What's going on here?
I've been doing a little ghost breaking.
Ghost breaking? Oh, I see through your little scheme. You're trying to get me to sell you my house, aren't you? Well, let me tell you, young man, that nothing would induce me to part with this house. Do I make myself clear?
Will you tell him or shall I?
You see, sir, there seems to be a little bit of a misunderstanding.
Yeah, a little misunderstanding. He tried to sell you my house.
It's not your house.
It certainly is my house. The whole house is my house.
House is all gentlemen. Send me back my down payment. It's your house. It's your house. Willingham, wait for me.
Master! Oh, thank heaven you are safe.
Jeannie, you were marvelous. Did you see him run out of here? You were sensational.
I was?
Yeah, it almost fooled me.
What almost fooled you?
Oh, that invisible ghost thing. Look. Oh. Okay, all right, you can stop it now.
Stop what?
The thing you're doing there.
Oh, I'm not doing anything. Yeah. Oh, Master. That was the best. Not...